Hi, welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James Marriott. Our final live podcast episode of the day, as kind of feels like we're just nicely cruising down to the end of today's Marketing Showcase in Liverpool. So I'm going to ask our guest to introduce himself.
Hi, everyone. Elliot Stanion, and the Deputy Head of SEO here at the SEO Works.
So you have just been doing your talk in Theatre B. Just give us, I feel like I've been really cruel with people today and asked people to do like a 30-second summary of a 30-minute seminar. 30 to 60 seconds, just kind of sum up what your main point was.
Yeah, no worries. So I think ultimately the message I was trying to get across today is that SEO shouldn't be limited by time or by budget or by resource available to you. If you adapt your SEO strategy and scale it up and down based on that resource and that time that you have available, it can be a really powerful tool for unlocking marketing success.
So that kind of relationship between budget and SEO, I'm going to say SEO success is probably a better way of describing that,
yeah.
is a really interesting one. If someone doesn't have a particularly big budget, does that necessarily guarantee that they're not going to get very good results?
No, not at all. I think it's all about where you place your efforts at that level. If you spend your time wisely and your resource wisely, perhaps maybe on content, creating content that's a little less competitive, but slightly more achievable and will have higher intent, if not lower search volume, you can unlock that with limited time and with limited resource.
Is there a connection between budget and speed of success?
Not speed of success, speed at which you can get the job done, if right. That makes sense. So obviously the more time, the more money you have to spend, the more time you can buy with an agency like ourselves. And obviously the more time we have, the quicker we can write content, the quicker we can get to looking at more advanced technical factors, the quicker we can start thinking about building links and trying to get that brand awareness effort going for the client as well.
Going to move us slightly away from talking about budgets now. And this is a question that I've asked a couple of people today, and I'm really interested in your take on this, because obviously everything from a search point of view is very, and has been for a long time, very Google-centric. Mm-hmm. And it does feel like there's a couple of whispers at the moment about things just starting to change, and maybe, and I guess this is an AI influence, mm-hmm. open AI influence with kind of Microsoft and stuff like that, that it's really worth now spending a little bit of time thinking about other platforms and particularly the search engines as well. What's your take on this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really interesting point. I think there's obviously a lot of talk about AI. Most people are talking about it. I think myself included, particularly think that AI shouldn't really change the direction of your content creation efforts or your overarching SEO strategy, because if you're putting the user first, AI will naturally follow. But I think off-site content is a really interesting idea at this point. I think we're starting to talk internally a lot about, and I kind of mentioned it in my talk, not just having good SEO, but having a good perception online, being seen as an expert, not just on your website, but on other websites, on other platforms. I think, you know, take a brochure site, for example, really, really fruitful opportunity for them could be Pinterest. There's content platforms on there with really, really fruitful opportunities for them to explore other options.
Yeah, that's interesting. So what about PPC then? What are the trends that you're seeing at the moment in PPC?
In PPC, I think we're trying to see it internally at the SEO Works as a way to align holistically. So dominating cert real estate, as I like to call it. So you perform solidly for SEO, you rank well organically. How can you then, I guess, tailor your marketing spend on the paid side of things to, okay, well, if we don't perform really well for a certain keyword, let's put a little bit of extra paid budget behind that keyword to try and, I guess, if we're not as visible for it organically, can we at least be visible for it on the paid side of things? So I think the two can work quite in tandem, and I think vice versa as well. If you don't perform very well on the paid side, making sure that you place a lot of effort on the organic side of things as well, so you're just constantly visible on one channel or another. So I think the two work quite well in tandem like that.
And it's been a long day, and I feel like I'm being particularly cruel on you by asking kind of quite taxing questions right at the end of the day. But there's one more thing that I want to ask you, which is quite a general sort of point, really, just about, are there any other trends that you're seeing, or do you have any other predictions for kind of over the next 12 months?
Yeah, so I think we're going to see a bit of a move away from an SEO side of things. I think having good SEO isn't going to be enough anymore.
Right.
I think you're going to need to be perceived well by your users, I think you're going to have a good brand. I think you're going to have people talking about you in the online space to perform well. I think Google, we see it increasingly now that Google places more emphasis on brand rather than having good keyword targeting in your content, right? So that's my prediction for the next 12 months. It's going to see a bit more of a shift to experience online from a brand perspective as a whole rather than channel by channel.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for stopping for a chat. Appreciate that. And thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Cheers.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.